Good evening, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to 89.1 FM Lakeshore Public Radio and streaming worldwide at lakeshorepublicradio.org. Coming up in just a few minutes, we are going to be traveling down the Irish Road. That's right, St. Pat's Day is just around the corner, believe it or not. We're going to have a little bit of a Celtic celebration tonight. My friends in Switchback are joining me live in studio. We'll be playing songs from throughout their career and talking about two big shows this weekend at the Art Theater in Hobart and across the state line in Michigan at the Acorn Theater. We'll be celebrating Celtic style after your headlines here as Midwest Beat continues. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for tuning in at Lakeshore Public Radio and online at lakeshorepublicradio.org. I'm Tom Lounges, and it's time for Midwest Beat. This program is all about music, the people who make it, and, well, tonight, as I mentioned earlier, we're just going to have a good time. You see, St. Pat's is coming up around the corner. I've got a little Irish blood in me, and when it gets closer to St. Pat's, well, I get a lot more Irish blood in me, along with some Guinness and some... Anyway, we'll talk about that another day. But we're going to celebrate traveling down an Irish road. You see, that is the theme of this series of shows happening right now by our good friend Switchback, who have many, many albums, many decades under their belt of Americana and Celtic music. I've got the guys in the studio. We're going to talk with them about their career, about the two big shows coming up this weekend at the Art Theater on Friday in Hobart, Indiana, and the Acorn Theater on Saturday at Three Oaks, Michigan. But first, let's travel down that Irish road together and get in the mood for St. Pat's.
I stand here in Chicago, people passing by. It's so cold, my very soul feels like it's gonna die. To take a pack and sturdy shoes and a heart that's so carefree, to see a wealth of wonder in that land across the sea. Traveling down an Irish road, let my worries be. Churches, sheep, the bogs, tinkers and the dogs, from the mountains to the sea. Seems like only yesterday when I left the Emerald Isle, and as I shiver in this cold hawk wind, I long to be back for a while. To rest in a Kerry farmer's home, near a turf fire's cheerful blaze. Then from the V look over Tipperary, that's how I'll spend my rambling days. Traveling down an Irish road, let my worries be. Churches, sheep, the bogs, tinkers and the dogs, from the mountains to the sea. Then travel clear over to Kildare, how I long to be back again. Listening to the Cayley band playing through the cool night air. Then I'll dance with my poncho love with patience from there. Traveling down an Irish road, the bogs, and the dogs from the mountains to the sea. Traveling down an Irish road, let my worries be. Churches, sheep, the bogs, tinkers and the dogs from the mountains.
From the mountain to the sea, where you're traveling down that Irish road. And that's going back to 1994. Wow. Raise your hand if you were living back then. Yeah. It's a long time ago. Jose was just a baby then. When were you born, Jose?
92.
92. Wow. Could have played that in his crib and put him to sleep.
Yes, I'm feeling kind of old.
We've got Takeshi, correct?
Takeshi.
Yeah. And Marty here from the wonderful band we just heard, Switchback. And Brian is on his way. And guys, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
It's time for St. Pat's again. It's time for more music. You just released an album that made my top 10 this year.
Oh, Birds
wow. of Prey. You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, you guys were way up the food chain.
Oh, wow. Great.
You'll have to Google it and
I
look it up.
I want to see that, yeah.
We featured it, Jose, 2 weeks in a row we featured the top 10. We played them.
Well,
on the show.
Not to push another show beside the shows that I want to push for this, but we'll be releasing it at Fitzgerald's on April 4th.
Excellent.
In Berwyn with the Americana band. But let's focus
on this.
Let's focus on St. Patty's Day.
Now, since we did mention Americana, we are talking about St. Pat's. For those of the listenership out there, you know, music is music to everyone in a little different sense. How do you distinguish Americana versus Celtic? Because you mm-hmm. use the same instruments, mm-hmm. unless you throw a little brogue in there. I mean, it's very common,
yeah.
commonly mis, you know, connected.
Well, there's a lot of crossover,
mm-hmm.
and that's the interesting thing, that even in, as of late, even more crossover. Some of the great Americana artists like Steve Earle and John Prine, to name two that I'm they dabble and have worked in Irish music for a long time. Steve Earle has that very successful song, Galway Girl,
mm-hmm.
that crossed over. And Celtic music, Irish music, is just the precursor of really American country and bluegrass, especially if you go to Appalachia and some of those other areas. The Celtic traditions didn't change like they changed over in Europe. A lot of them were, you know, kept in their pristine form up in the backcountry. So really, you could argue that a lot of the music, the Celtic music over here in the States that's been picked up and embellished and has become Americana, has every right to be considered, you know, a branch of Celtic
mm-hmm.
as Irish modern music today.
Well, the Irish immigrants came over so early and were a big part of founding the West.
Right.
Along with the Chinese laborers of the railroad.
Right.
A lot of people think of the Old West and they think of Yeehaw John Wayne cowboy hats, but there were so many immigrants of all different cultures.
Yeah. It was much more diverse than
we see on TV in
yeah.
old Western movies.
And, you know, country music is a combination of African-American, Celtic, and Mexican. You know, that's the blend. And, you know, the neat thing about that is that's what makes it so uniquely American is
mm-hmm.
that, you know, that mixture, you know, all those different styles. And so, so with that, and I always argue that you don't even have to be Irish to like Irish music because you kind of have a little bit of a vested interest in it if you like any type of American music.
Exactly. Speaking of not having to be Irish, the gentleman at your
right.
left.
Takeshi Horiuchi.
Takeshi, you are part of Switchback, and you are of Japanese descent.
Yes. I have no Irish blood, but I'm Irishish.
You're wearing green.
Yeah.
So you're halfway there.
Yes, he says he has no Irish blood, but he's wearing green. He's probably more Irish than we are, and in a lot of ways. I think, Takeshi, you go over to Ireland, two or three times a year?
3 times a year.
Yeah.
How did you get into Irish music?
When I lived in Austin, Texas in 2001, I was just walking the famous music street on the 6th Street in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
After midnight, some good music just came to my heart. I didn't know it was Irish music. No idea it was Irish pop. Just
wow.
came to my heart.
And so, you just absorbed it? And...
Yeah, so I was willing to pay that cover charge after midnight, but they didn't charge. And I entered the pub. The Irish music was played. They play every Friday, 10:30 to 2 in the morning. Okay. I kept going. I love wow. it.
So how did you guys meet?
Takeshi was working up in Rochester, Minnesota. He was working for a Japanese subsidiary of IBM. And Brian and I were playing, this is back in 2003, and we saw this guy sitting at the bar. We were playing some Irish music and he was doing the air boron, you know, okay. the Irish drum. And, you know, Brian and I looked at each other and we're like, that guy, you know, has to know.
Something.
So we walked up to him and we're like, you know, do you play the Irish drum? And he was like, yeah, you know, and we said, well, we're here tomorrow night, you know, why don't you bring it? You know, and not thinking that he would even show up, but, you know, 15 years later, you know, this guy, we can't get rid of him.
Sorry.
But, you know, to Takeshi's credit, I mean, he's gone back to Japan and, you know, he's probably one of the more consistent musicians I've ever met in my life. I mean, we have done more work. We played with the Chieftains last year.
Okay.
And, you know, we've toured in Ireland and we've toured all around the United States. And so I like to tell people that Takeshi's our master baron player because he really is very good on keeping the beat and playing, you know, Irish music.
Now, that's just one drum head, basically.
Right.
Correct?
Yes.
How do you get all the different sounds out of it?
You know what? Why don't you run out and get it? You know, he brought it, and he can show it off. Just grab the keys and get it and
put the rock in the door.
Yeah, put the rock in the door, okay? Just grab my coat and do it, because it's worth hearing it.
A little demonstration.
Because he might as well demonstrate it, you know, because it's a very, you know, when played properly, you can get basically a full drum kit out of it.
All right. I've seen your shows.
Yeah.
And I've seen what he can do with it. And that's why I ask, because it's one drum head.
Right.
That he holds in one arm and plays with the other. And the sounds that come out, the full band sound almost.
Well, yeah,
is
you don't
impressive.
Need a you don't need a kit if it's done right. You really don't need a kit because the wood of the baron should be utilized as well. And what the listeners aren't going to be able to hear or see is the different strikers, sticks that are used. If you can imagine like a drumstick with two balls at either end.
Like a little barbell.
Like a little barbell, like a, you know, that's what's used by most Irish baron drummers, most Irish drummers. There's also a style called the carry knot, which I've only seen a couple times in my life, once down on like the south side of Chicago, where it is literally just a rope with a knot at the end that a baron player would be using. But the idea is all those, when used for the right song, gives a different tonality to the baron head. And you know, barons have changed probably in the last 30 years that I've been playing. It used to be that they weren't tunable. I'd watch, you know, in the early days, I'd see guys pouring Guinness to get the skin loose.
Wow.
To give it a different tone. And that was always kind of fun, you know, to see them do that. You know, maybe it was a little bit of showmanship, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But that was it, you know. That was so when you have a drummer like Takeshi and you got a guitar player like Brian, who I think is one of the best guitar players in North America. I just think the way he plays is a very unique style on both that and the mandolin. Yeah, you really kind of, you're able to put together a very driving sound. And there's very few opportunities to kind of go full out. And so this Friday is going to be an opportunity. We want to do it at... over, you know, at the theater in Hobart.
Right.
You know?
The Hobart Art Theater is on Friday with New Element, and then you guys are doing a full show on your own on Saturday at the Acorn.
Right.
Now, both shows are going to be decidedly different in set list.
Exactly.
More of a rock edge at the Art in Indiana.
Right.
And a little more traditional, perhaps.
Right.
At the Acorn.
Right. I, you know, we did that deliberately because, you know, New Element with them, that band playing, we just thought it would be kind of neat, you know, the blending of the two bands. And so our, you know, people that want to follow us, you're going to get two completely different shows. And that's you know, something that I feel we love to do. I mean, it's just we have so many different Irish songs. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize the number of Celtic rock sort of tunes that we have played over the years.
Oh, the only one most people know is Whiskey in the Jar.
Whiskey in the Jar.
That's the one everyone knows.
Right. And so, then, you know, Connemara Man is one of ours, and that's one that's always a crowd pleaser, and we'll certainly do that both nights. And
that is probably my favorite of your original music.
Cool.
I love that song.
Here
Brian's here.
And Brian's got his mandolin.
Hello.
Doing,
wow.
Yeah. Good to see you. Did you ride with that in your lap?
I canoed down here, and this was
all right. There you go.
Brian canoed.
Let's slide down a little
bit. Slide down a little bit. Here, Brian. Take a chair. This is great.
Whatever, you know, talk.
Hey, Indiana listening area. I know you're getting it over the border too. So it's good to be back here with Tom down here at the Tom Love Shack.
Hi to Sue Arnold and Andy Arnold out there in Chesterton.
So. Yeah, we've got two great shows here, folks. I do need to underscore the fact that they're going to be different. So if you've got a great weekend open and you're looking for something to do, follow the band. It's only about an hour drive from one venue to the other and two different shows. New Element will only be on the Friday show, and then on Saturday, you're going to get the full Megillah, so to speak, of Switchback.
Right.
And you guys have how many albums out now?
We're around 20.
Around 20 albums. About half Celtic, half Americana.
I would say a third Celtic.
Okay.
And the rest is all original, you know, Americana. And we're due for a new Celtic album. And
well, even going back to Ain't Going Back. I mean, I was listening to that again today, and Hey Bar and Rendezvous.
Right.
That's as Americana as you can get.
Yeah, we were kind of ahead of the curve. I like to remind people before Americana was even a term.
I mean,
Americana, when did they start using that? Like,
well, I think they thought the band was definitely like our first great Americana. You know,
it wasn't quite bluegrass. It wasn't quite country.
Well, and Michael Nesmith was considered.
Yeah.
You know,
he's got to be like the Godfather because
he's the
he
Godfather,
was doing it
Papa
way
Nez,
before.
You know, and I listened to him in college. You know, all those, you know, with the First National. But nobody called it Americana.
Right.
You know, I mean, I think Americana started getting bandied about probably around, you know, 2000, 2001.
And then it exploded with Mumford and Sons and
yeah,
the Vet
I mean,
Brothers
those bands certainly took it and ran with it. And Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, that movie, I think.
Did you see your career kind of take off a little bit, like a new boost when that came out? Because the music you guys play is very much in that vein. And you've been doing it forever. I mean, you're a household name when it comes to that music.
Well, I would like to say we you know, started playing like Red Rocks, but you know, we're kind of an outlier,
okay.
Outlier. You know, as far as bands go, you know, we're working musicians, and so you know, we've never had that blessing, I guess. I don't know that where it's, you know, we've had that big break. We've had a lot of great little breaks, and you know, we're grateful for what we have. But and if the big break comes, hopefully it won't be to Brian's leg.
I'm sure Marty mentioned that we were in a group called the Wailing Banshees prior.
He
to
did,
Switchback.
But he didn't mention. You did mention that last time you were here, though.
Yeah.
And there's an album on the 20th anniversary, which dates back to that early period, our very first recording session. But I think when Marty and I broke away from just doing, when we told the Banshees basically that we were going to get this little duo project off the ground, which is more of our own songwriting, and just to see what happens and try to keep in both bands. I think that's one of the biggest surges we felt as far as getting busy fast.
Okay.
You know, because we had both elements. We had the Celtic element, and then we had the Americana thing.
I love this early picture on the 10th anniversary. You look at this, and then you look at you guys now, it's like they were babies.
Yeah, we were. I mean, that's
the tiny short hair, the boy band look.
I was working in Waukegan, Illinois at that time. That was, I think that photo was like 91 or 92. It was even before we really officially became Switchback. Always dated Switchback to just the day I quit my job. But so that was, you know.
We're on our way to a gig, I think.
We're at,
Grandpa's in Glenville.
But, you know, Takeshi's got his bar on here, Tom.
Okay.
Do we have time to
show
off Brian's mandolin and Takeshi's bar on maybe?
All right. Do you want to give us a little tutorial, so to speak, of what we're going to be hearing?
Do you want me to say it for you? Or? Okay. What Takeshi's going to do, listeners, is he's going to show you the various kind of tones he can get. He's got three different strikers that we talked about already. So why don't we start off with a jig?
We'll do a little wobs.
The wobbly jigs.
We're
and
do the entire thing, but we'll do an abridged.
Yeah, abridged version. I'm going to turn this mic toward Takeshi, and Jose, he might get a pretty loud sound. So, all right.
Two, three.
Ha! Just a little bit. Now go nuts. Takeshi, show him a little bit, you know.
Unhinged.
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 And, you know, the wood in the side and all that stuff.
Double-headed stick that you were talking about?
Well, yeah, that's the double-headed striker. That one doesn't have even balls at the end. Now, here's one that's got felt on the end, so different
like
tone.
Like a giant Q-tip.
Like a giant Q-tip, yes. So that would be a tone that we would want on, like, Connemara Man, you know, that song. Now, here's a bamboo split bamboo, and this gives you a much more of a brushier, almost Americana kind of thing.
Okay.
So if Brian was to play something like a Red Haired Boy or something like that.
Excellent.
I don't know why the Baron didn't cross over, you know, with the Appalachian music when it did. I mean, you know, a lot of but that's more of an Irish style. You know, the Scots have Barons, but, you know, is the Scot-Irish that really kind of settled in Appalachia. So that's kind of the pedigree. But it does lend itself. It's just a neat thing to get back to what we were talking about earlier about crossover.
The washboard, would the washboard have been more of a... You
well,
know,
yeah, that'd be more of an Appalachian.
Yeah, you know, but having rhythm with a bluegrass sound is a really neat blend. You know,
now what's neat is I noticed the way you were getting the tonality on is where you're touching it on the inside as you're beating on it.
Yeah,
right. So for Takeshi, you know, the left hand, since he's right-handed, is he's got it with the flat of the palm on the inside of the drum. If you think of a big tambourine, you're kind of close to what an Irish baron looks like, without the little jangles. So the left hand puts the pressure on the skin that brings the tone up or down, depending on what he decides to do.
Wow.
And then with the right hand, he has the option of using the skin or using the wood. So
very, very cool.
So very much a full drum kit. You can hear the toms when he's going, dug-a-dug-a-dug-a-dug-a-dug. You know, very much what a drummer would do with toms. So
how long does it take to master that or at least get fluent with it?
How long?
I'm playing from 2001.
Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe
close to 20 years.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's 19 years.
Almost 20 years.
Still learning.
Still learning, huh?
Same as my English.
Yeah, same as his English. He can't practice at his apartment building in Fujinomiya, Japan, so he gets out in the car and he practices.
It's forbidden.
That's dedication. It's forbidden?
Yeah, you can't.
He's forbidden to play in the building. You know, no noise.
Wow.
You know, and so there he is in the car, you know. You know, he might be arrested for loitering, right?
No. We won't tell.
That's why we right. can't even visit him there because he knows we're too noisy for the place.
Right.
All right. If you are watching us live on Facebook, as so many are right now, just want to remind you, tune in at 89.1 FM because I'm going to be shutting the stream off here on Facebook. So you can find us at lakeshorepublicradio.org and hear the show in real time, or just tune in if you're in the Indiana, Chicagoland area, 89.1 FM. Until then, I'm saying goodbye.
All right.
All right. We are with Switchback, and Brian has just joined us, Brian Fitzgerald. And we've been talking about the band. We're talking about the shows. Two big ones coming up, Friday, March 13th, Hobart Art Theater with New Element, and that will be a little bit more of a rock-style show. And then the more traditional kind of Everything Goes show will be at the Acorn Theater on Saturday in Three Oaks, Michigan. Let's play a song. Off the CD. This is one of the live recordings. And I like the song. It's got darkness to it. I don't understand the storyline. I'm trying to listen, and I'm like, there's something bad that's happening here.
I think I know what song you're talking about. But
Spancel Hill?
Spancel Hill.
Yeah. It's like, okay, there's something very bad going on here.
Yeah.
But I can't quite follow it. So let's play it. And then maybe you can explain what the storyline is. That it, maybe I'll hear it again with the headphones on.
Last night as I lay dreaming, pleasant days gone by. My mind was bent on wandering to Ireland at a fly. Stepped on board a vision and I followed with the will. Till at last I came to anchor at the cross near Spancel Hill. Delighted by the novelty, enchanted by the scene, where I an early childhood so often I had been. I thought I heard a murmur and I think I hear it still. It's a little stream that runs down near the cross of Spancel Hill. Music passing fancy now, I lay down on the ground. All my boyhood companions there, they shortly gathered around. While we were home returning, we danced with bright goodwill. To Martin Moynihan's music, not far from Spancel Hill. Of June, the day before the fair.
Spencer Hill. So I went to see the neighbors to hear what they may say. The old ones, they were dead and gone, and the young ones turning gray. I met the tailor quickly, he's as bold as ever still. I used to mend my breeches when I learned dance pencil. And only love. She's as fair as any lily, yes, as gentle as a dove. She threw her arms around me, crying, Johnny, I love you still. She's now the farmer's daughter and the bride of Spencer Hill. Well, I dreamt I hugged and kissed her, as in the days of yore. She said, Johnny, you're only joking me, as many's the time before. The cock it crew in the morning, it crew both loud and shrill. I found myself in Ontario, many miles from Spencer Hill.
The crowd goes wild, just like they will at the Art Theater when that song is played. That's going to be in the set, you said?
Yeah.
Yes.
Good song there. Very spooky. Very Ghost Riders in the Sky-ish with the guitar kind of sound. What exactly is going on in that? I was under the impression that the guy singing was dead or reflecting back in some way, but you said it's more of a dream scenario?
Yeah, it's this guy that is dreaming going back to Ireland, you don't know about it. The listener doesn't know about the whole thing. You think that you're, he starts off, I mean, he sets it up by saying, last night as I lay dreaming. So, you know, if you catch that, then you know that he's in a reverie about going back to Ireland.
Okay.
And when he gets through, though, you know, in the original traditional song, he wakes up in California. And, you know, that's, you know, with the miners back in the 1840s, you know, so that can give you a little bit of an idea of how old this song is, you know. So that's the whole meaning about the Spencer Hill song, basically, is, you know, the loss. You know, mm-hmm. when once you left, it was like, you know, the way we're talking about going to Mars, you know, it's a one-way trip.
Right.
You know,
nobody
was coming back. Even to my grandfather who emigrated, you know, in 1918, it was considered a one-way trip. You weren't going back, you know. You were leaving everything. Your family, your parents. You didn't know if your parents were going to die without you having to see them. Your siblings were going to die without you having to see them. You know, there was
There's a love interest there in that song, right?
Yeah.
Right. And, he left the girl
Johnny,
behind.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know,
and then she married someone else, didn't wait for him.
Oh, yeah. Probably a lot of songs like that, too. You know,
girl can wait so long.
Yeah.
Well, so,
no spinsters allowed in Ireland.
You know, it's one of those wonderful, it is kind of a dark song in that regard, though, you know, because there's no joy in it.
Right.
He's joyful about going back, but. You know, the reality is that's all gone.
Right.
It's all gone.
It's not like really going home again.
No, you know.
Now that was, you said, recorded in Ireland, that version?
Yeah.
That one, I think, was recorded in Ireland. That's the live album one, and so we have different. That album's recorded in three countries: U.S., Canada, and Ireland. So,
you guys get around.
We do get around, and but I think that was in Grange, County Sligo, where we recorded a lot of those, you know, those live songs. So it's fun.
Okay. And again, these are like board recordings, so you don't really hear a lot of the noise from the crowd, except at the end when they start clapping.
You know, we were very lucky. We had a guy that was dedicated to recording us live and traveled over to Ireland with us. And it was just one of these things where we thought we had a horrible evening, you know, just because of the way it all kind of was going, you know, live. But when we got to the board and we you know finally heard the tracks, it was a gift, you know, to have such a nice clean recording of that evening.
And to have that happen in three different countries is amazing because the album's very consistent.
Yeah.
When you listen to it, you wouldn't know it was recorded in other places.
Same engineer,
Jim Sundberg. Yeah. Gotta thank him. He was very good.
If you just tuned in, you are listening to Midwest Beat with me, Tom Lounges. This show's all about music and the people who make it. In studio with me, Takeshi, Marty McCormick, and Brian Fitzgerald, and they are collectively Switchback, doing two shows Friday at the Art Theater in Hobart at, what is the address there, 230 Main Street, and then, of course, across the border at Acorn Theater in Three Oaks, Michigan on Saturday. Two different shows. Special guest, New Element on the Friday show only. And what is next? I mean, you just put out Switchback's Birds of Prey, which is a very strong Americana album. And it's done pretty well from what I've gathered, reading some of the press online and things like that. People are responding to it. Will you be doing more Celtic, or are you going to stay in the Americana? And again, Americana is kind of a weird word because it kind of encompasses so much.
Well, we're certainly due for another Irish album. We have a bunch of original Irish songs that we've been pulling together for some years now, and we had kind of a working title, right? The Gathering. We were talking about after a festival that Brian wrote this pretty funny song about accurately described this festival way out in western Kansas where it was just basically anarchy with music. And Takeshi's been there. In fact, I think you broke a tooth on a loaf of bread there, right? I mean, it was kind of like Ren Faire meets a Celtic festival, meets an anarchist convention, meets survivalists, meets, you know, belly dancers.
Meets Braveheart.
And, you know, we pulled up to this place, and the guy who was running it, you know, Brian said, well, where do we set up and when do we play? And the guy says, you can set up wherever you want. You can play whenever you want. I don't care. You don't even have to play. And that was it. You know, that was...
Wow.
It ruined us for every other festival after that, that guy.
Yeah, and you'd think that we wouldn't work as hard, but we actually worked harder for that guy than anybody.
Yeah, we just wanted to please that guy, you know, because he was honest, you know. He was, you know.
It was pretty cool. We had a lot of dry land farmers in the audience. It was just a very interesting
slice. So I think it was pretty much all acoustic then. There wasn't a lot of electricity out there.
You know,
we used PA with us.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, they were able to, you know, they had some, you know, generators.
They had the ox pulling the stone and generating electricity.
I'll tell you what, it was way out in the open.
Okay.
And totally exposed. And when the tornado came through Greensburg, Kansas,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
We were out there in that same storm. And that year they had decided to get an old circus tent. You know, this was a step up, you mm-hmm. know, getting this great, you know, rejected last leg circus tent with duct tape and, you know, tire patch, you know, with the white and red stripes, you know. And when that storm hit, that thing was shredded. And people holding on to the poles to keep whatever was up, all our equipment getting pelted with hailstones and, you know, these Kansans are so tough. They were putting the hailstones in their whiskey. walking around.
Whiskey on the rocks.
Whiskey on the rocks. And the only, what's that? Drinking out of the bottle, right? Yeah. Right. And Takeshi was the only one that, you know, was like the voice of reason.
He
was
afraid.
I'm afraid. I don't know about you, but I am afraid. I remember that, you know. But Brian wrote this great song about it. And the focus is eventually to get this Irish album a little mix of some traditional too. You know, so we're looking forward to that. And we have a bunch of Americana songs coming down the pike as well that we're eager to get out.
Got a batch of new tunes.
Mm-hmm. You know, now, last time you were here, we were talking about maybe doing vinyl.
Yep. We keep toying with that.
I love vinyl and everybody else loves vinyl. In fact, I think even XRT has a vinyl day where they just play vinyl.
And vinyl outsold CDs now for the first time last year.
Yeah.
Really?
On a national level.
The only problem
I'm opening my second record store, so people better keep making vinyl.
Here's the problem with vinyl for bands that travel is that you have to keep them in an environment that's safe.
Right. No warping.
And they're heavy as hell.
True.
Right.
You know, they're just not portable.
It's a challenge that way. But we would, you know, but that being said, boy, we would love to press some vinyl, you know, because we came in right when vinyl, just about a year or two after vinyl bowed out.
Right.
Cassette is what we first
cassette
started.
Cassette was, you know, before CD.
Yeah.
So it was just that weird, you know, time. And
I think cassettes are making a resurgence.
They actually are. At least in my store, I sell cassettes 2-to-1 over CDs.
Wow.
And the reason being, from what I'm told by a lot of the kids, is because of Guardians of the Galaxy. The movie came out. The heroes got a cassette mixtape. His mom made them. 300 years ago,
right.
And yet
that's
it doesn't
takes.
Break,
that's
you know,
it
keeps
takes.
Playing.
Yeah.
It's
wow.
got Elliot Haynes and Jeremiah on it. It's got Redbone. It's
wow.
got all these old 70s bands. And the kids went to the movie and they're like, Mom, what is that thing? Oh, it's a cassette, son. What is that? Come home.
Right.
And now they're buying, they went into a lot of the Goodwills and places like that,
hell
bought
yeah.
a bunch of old cassette players that were discarded.
Thrift shops. Oh,
old
yeah.
cars that have cassette players. I'm selling cassettes, not to adults in any way, but to kids.
Wow.
We'll do like a buy two, get one free thing, and
that's
teenagers
cool.
come in.
It is cool.
They love it.
Yeah. Well, it's like treasure hunting, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you know.
Dumpster diving.
Yeah. In a great way, you know.
But obviously the LP was the greatest opportunity for a band to express themselves with art,
mm-hmm.
you know, because all that space, you know.
And you guys have a lot of good art on all of your albums, even though they are CDs and they're a little small and I have to wear my readers to read them.
Right.
You have really good photography. You've got well-written cards with lyrics.
Thank you.
All of your stuff. I mean, looking through your catalog, your 10-year anniversary, you've got another 20th?
We've got two compilation, you know.
Again, so, you know, that's...
We're lucky because we have Marty's wife is, she's a crack shot, you know, not only an editor, but she's a designer.
Oh, well, that's why they look so good.
And Courtenay, yeah. And I was going to say that, you know...
You got an in.
We got...
Yeah.
I would love just for the size of an album to get the, you know, to have all that album art.
You know, here's an idea. If you want to stay with CDs, I'm going to throw this out there, but I'm giving the idea to switch back.
Okay.
You create an album jacket, a 12-inch album jacket. You open it up like a gatefold, and you have 1, 2, 3, 4 CDs in it.
Love that
idea.
You make
it on a heavier stock, and then you can pop them in like this with the little holders. Now it's an album, but it's a CD.
Wow.
And you can still do all your full length and full volume part.
Well,
there's a challenge for your wife.
And she would be up for it. You know, I think I heard on NPR what artist, but talking about, you know, this was the last time they were going to make an album,
mm-hmm.
you know, just single songs from here on in.
Oh, yeah, Sheryl Crow.
Sheryl Crow.
Yeah, yeah.
And I felt so sad about that because I feel that a lot of, you know, the whole idea of an album is going back to sitting down and listening to every song from, you know, the beginning to the end, looking at the artwork. It was that kind of, and it was a communal thing, you know.
Right.
People would sit around in a room and, you know, so I don't want to see that go away. And so if it means us making a vinyl album, damn it, we're going to do it.
I think you said that last time. One of these days, we'll see it. Let's play another song. Again, it isn't an Irish show unless you play this one, and I'm hoping you play it both nights because it's a traditional song. You could rock it up a little, and then you can play it more mainstream. Right, I don't care. But this is probably my favorite Irish song. Would this be more of a shanty or a jig?
Oh, I know what you're referring to. This is a sea shanty.
Okay.
Yeah. Because
they're similar in some ways.
In some ways. But okay. We can talk about that on the other side.
All right. This is it. Drunken Sailor. Put him in that longboat. Send him away. What do you do with a drunken engineer? I don't know. Jose, you're going to be there, Jose, on Friday, aren't you? You're going to come to the Art Theater. You're going to bring a gaggle of friends, and you're going to turn Irish for the day.
You're going to like it, damn it.
You're going to like it, Jose.
Jose will be enjoying it. He's been here when you guys have been on the show before, and he always compliments your music. And we'll come to the show. Today, when I walk in, first thing I have is mother. I can't wait. I'm going Friday, and I'm thinking, what's Friday? And it's like, oh, it's these guys. So we got two big shows: Friday at the Hobart Art Theater. And then Saturday at the Acorn Theater, and two different shows. One's more rock-based, one's more traditional. But no matter what you guys do, you rock it up. I mean, there's high energy at every show I've seen. Even some of the theater shows that you do for more senior citizens. I don't want to say senior citizens, but older demographics.
Yes. Yeah. No, I think there's we can't help ourselves. We throw a lot of energy. You know, when Brian and I are working as a duo, we're known as two guys that sound like eight. You know, so it's just it's the way it's been 35 years.
Because you unleash all the voices in your heads. That's right.
Kind of.
We were going to talk about jigs and shanties. Real quick, what is the difference? Because to me, I can't quite distinguish. Some might say, oh, that's a jig. And some will say, no, that's a shanty.
Well,
a shanty being.
Yeah, like a sea shanty.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
That's. With that song, like Drunken Sailor, and jump in here, Brian, it's a wailing song. So that song we're doing is very sped up. And what you get from with the nautical stuff is you get more of along the dance, like the hornpipe.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the
is
horn,
that different than a penny whistle?
Well, a hornpipe is a type of dance.
Rhythmically.
Oh, I thought it was an actual pipe.
And it's a harsh,
that was a horn.
A horseshoe dance.
Yeah.
And then you have the jig, which is not necessarily a hard shoe. It's more of a soft
six eight time. You know?
Right. And
it's like a waltz on acid. Right. It's really. You know.
That's a good way to put it. So that's the difference. Drunken Sailor's an old nautical tune, you know, back to the whaling days.
Now, you can keep up with the band and all their shows coming up, as well as the two we're talking about. Get ticket links and details at waygoodmusic.com. Just remember, it's Way Good Music, and then put a .com on it, and you'll get it.
Right, and check out our tour to Ireland. It's going to be in the fall. So there's plenty of time to get on board, and we're signing up people. We've got a lot of people that are very excited to go to County Mayo, Ireland, Westport, kind of our home office. So that's at waygoodmusic.com, too. If you go to the tours, the dessert tour is to Bruges in Belgium. So a couple extra days to see the Venice of the North and hang out at a chocolate factory.
Yeah, Belgian chocolate. I'm Belgian. So
I'm
from Ghent.
There you go.
So our family. So, yeah, I've gone over there many, many times, and the chocolate is to die for.
Yeah, this is our first time. We're looking forward to it. We're hoping to play. So,
excellent.
Clubs.
Now, I am willing. I don't want to put you guys on the spot, but I know the people that handle your website and some of your management people and that are probably listening. I am willing to give away tickets to either or both shows if you want to do a fan club thing online. So we should direct people to go online, maybe starting tomorrow, and come up with some way of giving away tickets to the show and you know, say hello to everybody, and we'll give away some stuff.
Yeah, let's do that. How many you want to give away, Tom? Do you want to wild?
Yeah, we could do a family 4-pack for each show, and then we could do a couple of pairs.
Okay.
You just let me know what you need.
So let's
I want people to see and experience your band live. I mean, we're playing a lot of great stuff tonight, but to see it live, I mean, I'm a big fan of your live shows, which is why I'm really proud to be a part of these two shows and have you back as often as you'll spare me the time to come here. But I want people to know what you do.
Let's have people go through our website, waygoodmusic.com. They're going to see Contact the Band. And if they they'll see my name, Marty McCormack. And the first, we're going to give away two family packs of four. And then we'll give four tickets of two each, right?
Two couples.
Or two couples. Couples. Yeah, or four couples.
We can do whatever you want.
Okay, so a family pack
so
of four and four
when
couples.
When it comes to music. It's just
and we're going
to
do that for both
it.
Shows. So reach out to me. I'll sort it out. And waygoodmusic.com, go to the contact page and click on to email Marty McCormack.
And that's at the Way Good Music site.
That's right, under contact.
So we will also be sharing that on Facebook and some other things after the show so that if you forget, it'll be there. You can just hit the links and things because there we want to see you there. And again, it's Friday along with New Element, and that is 6 o'clock door, 7 o'clock show. And then on Saturday, don't forget, it's just an hour away, but it is a time zone difference in Three Oaks, Michigan at the Acorn. And we have just about a minute left. Is there anything we haven't said that we need to say?
Well, Brian, Takeshi. No, we just want to tell people, come on out, right? Takeshi, why don't you say something in Japanese to all those Japanese Switchback fans?
Which means? Come for the great show.
There you go. I couldn't have said it better.
All right. And on that note, we will end in true Irish tradition by hoisting some whiskey. This is Nancy Whiskey Switchback. Right. We'll see you Friday at the Hobart Art Theater, Saturday at the Acorn. Adios, everyone.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Whiskey, Nancy, oh, as I walk down into Glasgow City, Nancy Whiskey, I chance to smell. I tin sat down beside her. 7 long years, I loved her well. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, oh. The more I kissed her, the more I loved her. The more I loved her, the more she smiled. Soon I forgot my mother's teaching. Nancy, whiskey, and baby gal. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, oh. Whiskey, Nancy, oh. Whiskey, Nancy, Whiskey, Nancy, Nancy.